You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Let's take a look back at some memorable must-see moments from the 2017 season. The Rays turn a rare miscue into a walk-off win.
Now you've got Logan Morrison at the plate, where a double play ends it. Sac fly ties it. Base hit probably wins it.
Little tap right side. Kinsler goes to second out there to get the throw. Wide throw. Kiermaier has scored, and here comes Borges. And the Rays are going to win this game.
The Rays have won it 8-7, and the Tigers are tending to Jose Iglesias at second.
Logan rolled over on one, grounded at the second, and he stumbled over the bag, and Brad Miller nailed Iglesias in the head with his hip.
Lefty against righty in this matchup, the strike one. Swinging a ground ball to second base. Kinsler to Iglesias. He stumbles, throws wildly to first, and two runs will score, and the Rays win it.
Iglesias is still down on the ground,
and he just slipped, and it looked like Miller slid into him. That's what it looked like to me.
And Iglesias finally getting to one knee.
It's just Kevin Kiermaier being Kevin Kiermaier.
Shot toward right center. Kiermaier will go to the wall, and he's going to leap. And he made that catch. How about that for Kevin Kiermaier? Timed that one perfectly. Went to the track, went to the wall, made the leap, and robs McCann.
It's a swing and a high drive right center field. Hit Will Kiermaier to his left. Back of the wall, jumps up, and he makes the catch. There's out number two. Flying through the air, Kevin Kiermaier takes an extra base hit away from McCann.
Logan Morrison comes away with more than he bargained for after this tremendous grab.
Encarnacion pops it up. Morrison is after it. Will it stay fair? Right up against the railing. He reaches in and got it.
He caught the ball and somebody's hat, D-Wade. He got everything. Clean
and,
sweep.
And being the honest man that he is, he returned it immediately.
That's outstanding.
I'll keep this. You can have that.
To the sidewall, leans in, makes the catch. Two down. A fabulous play, and he took away someone's hat in the process. Then he gave it back.
Made the catch, caught a hat to boot. Near the seats is Morrison. He jumps into the front row, makes the catch, grabs somebody's hat in his glove as he catches the pop foul.
And Morrison got it, and a hat, too.
Where's the hat come from? Oh, that one guy tried to put his hat out to catch the ball.
Watch the guy's look on his face.
Oh, yeah. Where'd my hat go?
Hello.
Can I have that back, please?
Jason Kipnis will not be sending a holiday card to Kevin Kiermaier this year.
Alex ready to pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Center field, Kiermaier going back to the wall. Jumps up and makes the catch and the Rays win. The Rays win! The Rays win! Kevin Kiermaier takes away a home run from Jason Kipnis, and the Rays win 7-4.
High fly ball center field. Kiermaier back. He's out of room, and he...
Caught by Kiermaier! He took a home run away from Kipnis! Leaping over the 9-foot wall in dead center.
Unbelievable. Are you kidding me? That's the way the game ends.
After making the defensive blooper reel, Steven Souza Jr. redeems himself with the bat.
A drive to right center field. And down for a hit.
I've never seen Souza. That. Watch where he dives. Are you kidding me? You can't make that up.
He dove, and he was a good 20 feet away from the ball.
Exactly.
What in the world is he doing?
But watch Kiermaier's reaction. He wanted to make sure that he actually saw what he thought he saw.
It wasn't even close.
Souza will be up here. They displayed that clip at Target Field, and the fans have become instant Souza fans. There's a drive high and deep to left, and Souza hits it into the second deck. And the Rays again have a four-run lead.
He's smiling just as big as he was when he dove for that baseball.
Boy, what a night for Steven Souza Jr.
It took 15 innings, but the Rays pull away with back-to-back jacks.
And this year, we are now officially the longest game of the year. There's a shot deep into left field off the bat of Longoria, and that baby's gone.
Evan Longoria with a leadoff home run here in the 15th. And the Rays take a 7-6 lead.
And now here's Logan Morrison, and he tees off on this one and hits it into the upper deck.
Gone! Back to back they go. Longoria and Lomo with an 8-6 lead, and don't stop now, boys, as somebody might say.
Exhausted.
It's been a long day at the office.
Hey, you might as well be comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good teammate there, Corey Dickerson tucking him in.
Corey Dickerson provides an impromptu audition for a cricket career one day.
There's a lot of guys doing a lot of great things this month.
Yeah, they might not want to take a rest.
We didn't even get to see it, but
hey, there's a base hit. That is just fair. Dickerson is on his way to second. Ball picked up by Rua near the tarp. And there's a double, the 16th of the year for Dickerson.
Yeah, that's another one of those pitches that's a couple of inches off the ground.
Two balls, two strikes. The pitch to Dickerson. Swing and a looper into left. It's a fair ball. Did that? I think he hit it off the dirt. He's on his way to second base, and he will make it. Dave, I think that ball bounced on its way to home plate. If not, it was about to, and he just sliced it over the bag at third.
The Rays turned home plate into a launching pad in the late innings.
Rays down to the last out. Kevin Kiermaier is the last chance.
And the pitch swung on. Drive high and deep into right center. Out of here.
It's gone. Home run. The Rays have tied it at four.
Morrison has a single and two walks. And the pitch, long drive deep to left.
And it's gone. And Logan Morrison with an opposite field home run to give the Rays a 5-4 lead here in the 10th. Norris also 0 for the day. Swing and a fly ball left field, and this one's deep. Back at it is Rua to the wall, and this is gone. It's now 7-5, and the tying runs are aboard. Swing and a ground ball, right side. Robertson has it. Flips to second out. Beckham's turn to first. Double play, and the Rays win.
Peter Borges cuts down a run at the plate following a wild sequence.
Into right center field. That ball over Souza's head. Kiermaier plays the carom. Throw back into the infield.
Ball gets away from Beckham. He's trying for third. The off-balance throw is thrown down the left field line. And now here comes Garcia. He's going to try and score, and he is out at the plate.
Here's that ball hit into right center field, and nobody's going to make the play. So Willie. Now the ball gets away, and Trey throw it away there. Here he comes.
Here comes Willie Garcia home to throw there. He is out at home. He tried to give us a run, and we didn't want it.
My.
He's tired.
Willie?
Yeah.
Absolutely. He was like that little engine that could.
Evan Longoria did it all in the 10th inning.
Line drive to third. Back across to first. Got it. They double off Pender.
And the first pitch here is swung in line right to third. Evan has it. Throw back to first. They got him. It's a double play.
And a shot back into left. Braves are going to win this one. Longoria's hit to left scores Borges. And in 10, the Rays walk it off 6-5.
So Borges gets on. Evan comes through. And the Rays win in extras as game one goes the home team's way. 6-5, our final score.
Steven Souza Jr. goes long to put the Rays on top for good.
Peterson, a pinch hit walk. He's aboard at first.
Peterson's the tying run being held by Mancini at first. Brock needs a new set of signs, and Echeverria holds a hand out and says, now you're going to wait. Oh, they're going to balk. That's a balk call. A balk on Brock. And now a base hit could tie it up.
The 0-2. This one in the dirt. It's going to get away, and over to third goes Borges.
The right-hander delivers. Swing, line drive, base hit, left field. The Rays have come all the way back
to tie it in the ninth.
And Souza Jr. now with men at first and second. 3-2 to Souza. And a high fly ball back into deep center field. Jones will go back, and that one is gone.
A three-run home run for Steven Souza Jr. here in the 10th inning, and the Rays have taken the lead.
The Rays fired their stroke in the ninth inning to take down the A's.
There goes Smith to third. Throw down is not going to be in time, and the ball loose. Malik Smith steals third.
And you know what? With all these pitches in the dirt, why not? You've got a guy.
Doesn't have a very big lead, the pitch. Swinging a ground ball right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. We are tied as Malik crosses home plate. Miller around second. He's on his way to third on the RBI single by Adani Echevarria. And the Rays have tied this game in the ninth. It's 3-3. As the 3-2 pitch from Casilla is on its way. Swing and a line drive into right field. That's going to get down for a base hit.
Rays take the lead. Miller scores. Over to third goes Echevarria. And the Rays, with two runs home, have taken a 4-3 lead here in the ninth inning. Shane Peterson with a solid line drive into right.
Evan Longoria does something achieved only once before in franchise history.
Evan hitting 270. And here's a high shot deep into left, and that one is long gone. That one up on the railroad tracks there.
The 3-2 pitch to Longoria, swung on and grounded fair down the right field line, and into the corner it goes. Duda around third. He's going to come in and score. Longoria is now going to go around second. He's on his way to third, and he's going to get there standing.
He lines it into left. There's a base hit. Evan, 3-for-4 tonight. And a double shy of hitting four the cycle.
0-1, swinging a line drive towards the left field corner. This one gets down for a hit. Caught off by Fisher. Evan's going to try for second. Here comes the throw. He is out at second base.
And let's hope that he survives and gets the challenge to go his way. Ah. Safe. There it is.
Peter Borges times this perfectly to rob Alex Bregman.
Now the first pitch to Alex Bregman here in the third. Drilled deep to center and all the way back to the wall. And that ball is caught by Peter Borges. What a grab by Borges. Racing to the wall and timing his leap to get up there just in time to grab that one for the first out. Oh, what a catch.
Alex Bregman will lead it off. Rays up 5-0. And here's a swing and a drive. Left center field and deep. Or just going back to the 404 sign, jumps up and makes the catch. Peter Borges right at the 404 mark in left center, went up on the wall and made the grab while banging into it. And that is a long, loud out number one.
Corey Dickerson goes to dead central to plate three.
It wasn't too long ago this was the guy you wanted to plate in situations like this. Corey Dickerson now 0 for his last 21. And the first pitch to him is swung on and drilled. Center field and deep. Zimmer going back to the track, to the wall, and it is gone. He didn't get it. It's a three-run home run for Corey Dickerson, and the Rays take a 4-1 lead.
And he shoots a shot back into straightaway center. Zimmer to the wall, and that ball is gone. It's a home run. Boy, for a moment, it appeared that Zimmer might have actually robbed Dickerson, but Dickerson hits it out to straightaway center. The Rays take a 4-1 lead.
Once again, it's Kevin Kiermaier doing Kevin Kiermaier things.
Cishek on here with Steve Pierce, top of the order, and he shoots one into center. Kiermaier on the run, and he got it. Oh, my goodness.
And welcome back, Kevin Kiermaier, with a spectacular play in right center to keep the Blue Jays off the board. There's two gone.
What a catch by Kiermaier.
Oh, my! That looked like two for sure, maybe a triple.
One more good pitch to put this thing away.
3-2, and a fly ball into center.
Kiermaier started back, sprinting in, dives, and makes the catch to retire the side. Oh, my! Kevin Kiermaier putting on a show.
This is how you win gold gloves, folks.
Kevin Kiermaier, stand up and take a bow. You have kept the Blue Jays off the scoreboard here in the fifth inning, not once, but twice.
Do I need to repeat myself? I think not.
And Cole Mays' first one. Slice towards left center, giving chase Kiermaier on the run, still going, dives and makes a catch at the base of the wall. And what an incredible long-running catch for Kevin Kiermaier. He ran halfway across Tampa Bay and took an extra base hit away.
That right there, the Rays catch of the year. And maybe that's one of the best you will ever see.
The shot back into deep center field. Kiermaier to the deepest part of the park, and he grabs this one. Kiermaier makes another great catch all the way back into the deepest part of the ballpark.
Swing and a drive, right field and deep to the wall. It's gone, and we're tied.
Number 14 in the 14.
Couldn't have come at a better time, down by a run.
Boy, how many runs has he prevented tonight? You think about that catch out there, the Red Sox would have had the lead in that inning.
Yep.
As I was saying before.
Two outs in the seventh inning. This one shot back into straightaway center. Kiermaier leaps. He got it. Kiermaier out by the 404 marker, approaching that wall about a step away from the center field wall. Makes a great leaping catch to retire the side and deny Russell an extra base hit.
But there's two out here in the seventh, and a pitch is lifted in the air to deep center field. Kiermaier ranging back to the 404 line, jumps up, makes the catch. Another one for Kiermaier, and slams into the wall to retire the side. What a week for Kevin Kiermaier, flying through the air and landing up against the padding in straightaway center field.
A human highlight reel out there in center field. Kiermaier just robbed Russell of at least a double.